This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, here we go for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much for joining me in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by two very cool guests. Right off the bat, we have a young lady standing by who's going to be giving us some back-to-school tips. This is a big upcoming weekend. And the next couple of weeks, lots of parents are going to be helping their college-bound kids pack up and move back to school. Or if your child goes to boarding school at any age, lots of parents are going to be doing just that. And plus, it's also a big time of relocation for folks as well, perhaps starting new jobs. So we've got some back-to-school tips, especially regarding towing for you coming up in this half hour of the broadcast. Coming up in the latter half hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by Don Jones. He is the man behind the oldcarguys.com, both the website as well as emerging media company. And we're going to be talking about a historical piece. We're going to be talking about Chevrolet's first incarnation of the big block V8 engine coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. We're going to be joined by ASC certified technician Mark Evans, one of our favorite guys and go-to people when it comes to automotive repairs. So we're going to pop the hood in hour number two. In hour number three, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein will be with us. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're going to talk new cars and all the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. But right now, from AutoMD.com, it's my pleasure to welcome Tracy Virtue back to Auto World. Tracy, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hey, you're welcome, Bob. I'm great today. It's just time to start thinking about the end of summer and how we're going to pack up our kids and pack up our boats and get us all back into sort of a regular routine after a great summer.
That is absolutely true. And it's as I said a little bit at the top there, this is a busy time for a lot of people. This is a time, as you said, that parents are getting ready to get their kids all packed up and ready to go. And you guys at AutoMD have put together some great tips, especially tips about towing. Let's begin by talking about some of these tips. Why don't we begin with tip number one, understanding towing capacity.
That's right, Bob. You want to make sure that with your vehicle, what you're towing isn't going to exceed the vehicle's capability of actually towing it. You know, lots of folks think just because they have a truck, I could tow a boat, but if you think about the boat and the trailer and how much they weigh, do they actually weigh more than your truck can tow? You could find yourself, well, frankly, in deep water, right? And your tow load has to make sure that it is at or below your car or your truck's capacity, because it can also damage your transmission, and you can get a lot of significant mechanical issues, at which point they need to listen to hour two when you've got your ASC mechanic.
Very good. Just to paint the picture as far as the number of folks, AutoMD completed their top 10 towing tips that we're going to go over in this half hour after looking into the situation in the fall of 2013. An estimated 21.8 million students attended American colleges and universities, constituting an increase of roughly 6.5 million since the fall of 2000. Projected numbers for 2014 are over 22 million, and that makes what we're talking about here today, towing safety, a very important part of the curriculum. When you look at the statistics, too, about people involved with crashes in regards to towing a vehicle, if you're not used to towing, and you're doing it perhaps for the first time, it can be a dangerous situation. Tell us a little bit about that, Tracy.
Yeah, it's very critical, Bob. I mean, over 15,000 people have actually been killed in crashes involving passenger vehicles towing trailers since, you know, 1975. And more than 65,000 crashes involving passenger vehicles towing trailers happened in 1 year alone. So if you think about the fact that there's like 22 million kids going back to school, and a lot of them are towing, and as you said, it's not just kids going back to school, but people starting new jobs, and it's the end of summer, people taking things out of the water and their trailers. There is a lot of towing going on. In fact, just before our show here, I was on the freeway, and I must have seen 8 trucks towing campers. I even saw an RV towing a big trailer filled with bikes and paddle boards and even a generator. So there's a lot of towing on the road.
That is so true.
We really need to make sure. Yeah, we really need to make sure that we're doing it smartly, because no one wants to be one of these statistics that we just talked about.
You're absolutely right. So we've already covered AutoMD's number one tip, understanding towing capacity. Let's talk about tip number two that you guys call, very appropriately, let's get hitched.
That's right. You're going to hitch your car and a trailer. So let's make sure that the tow hitch you're using actually attaches to the chassis of your car correctly. And you want to get the right hitch. And in that case, you want to think about what are the things that you're going to be towing. Are you going to be just towing one of the small U-Haul trailers? Are you going to be towing, you know, a fifth wheel or a boat? And you want to make sure that the hitch not only matches your vehicle's capacity, but also has the capacity for the load you're carrying. So you may want, for example, a weight distributing hitch if you're going to be towing a really heavy load, especially if the load you're carrying is going to weigh more than half of what your vehicle already weighs, because that's going to reduce sway. And sway is one of those things that can really cause dangers on the road and causes a lot of those accidents that we're talking about, where the load you're carrying sways from one side to the other, and cars behind you or beside you end up getting hit by your towing load.
So true. I've seen it out there on the highway, and it's a scary sight when that does indeed happen. Let's talk
about. But you're hoping you're about 4 car lengths back and over 2 lanes.
You got it. Absolutely. Let's talk about braking, and in particular, tip number 3, are all brakes in sync? I mean, this is a very important thing, even if you're not towing. But if you're towing, having your brakes out of sync is really going to cause some havoc.
That's right, because it's your lights on your brakes. They're going to warn the people behind you that you're about to stop. And so if you've got, again, you've got this trailer behind you, so you want to make sure that when your vehicle's brake lights go on, the brake lights on the trailer are going on as well. And the important thing there, too, is that your signal lights also work. If you're signaling a left turn, you want the trailer's left turn signal to be going on as well. I mean, it seems kind of common sense, but some of the things that people don't even think about is making sure that the wiring harness inside their vehicle is in working condition and that the wiring harness on their trailer is in working condition. And I know, in fact, we had this happen to us this summer when we were towing, and it was for some reason the connection wasn't being made and the brake lights weren't going on. And, well, one of the things that happens is sometimes, you know, condensation and a little bit of corrosion gets in there. Well, if you take a can of WD-40 and you actually use that to clean the connectors in the wiring harness, sometimes it removes enough water and enough corrosion that it actually makes the connection happen again. So it's just a little tip that you can keep that can of WD-40 for something else.
Tracy Virtue is with us here from AutoMD. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Toll free from anywhere in North America, or if you'd like to email us up, Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at Auto World Radio. We'll definitely take your towing questions or any particular back to school questions you might have vehicle wise for myself and Tracy. Let's talk about tip number 4, and this is definitely a very important one. Weight distribution is critical, because lots of folks haven't loaded up a trailer, and if they do it incorrectly, it can really cause, again, some very significant problems.
Right. In fact, it could even flip your whole trailer over. And imagine if you're driving down the road and, you know, the weight in the trailer shifts, and it shifts all to one side and the trailer flips over. Not only can that cause your vehicle to also flip, but it can land on another vehicle. And you really have to be careful about how you load the weight. You want it evenly distributed and also secured. You know,
Let's talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Tracy Virtue from AutoMD. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused.
listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We are indeed driving down the highway with Tracy Virtue from Auto MD. Lots of folks are getting ready to bring their kids back to school, and we're giving you AutoMD.com's back-to-school toe tips. And before that hard network break, we were talking about a very important one, tip number four, weight distribution. You got to make sure and do this right, Tracy. Load the heavier cargo first. That's one of the things folks need to take into consideration. What are some of the other things they need to be doing?
Well, as they're putting the heavier cargo in first, they need to try to put probably about 60% of the cargo weight in the front half of the trailer, because that's going to distribute the weight across the tow hitch and the trailer. Then you want to start to make sure that everything is secure, ropes and cords, because you don't want it shifting once the trailer is moving. Then start to fill in the extra spaces evenly, you know, front to back, and then side to side. That way you're going to make sure that, you know, everything is secure where it is. If you're using a trailer that, say, isn't one of the U-Hauls that, you know, has, obviously it's blocked, you can't see through it. But if you can see through your trailer, you don't want to pack it up so high that you can't actually see out your rear window. So you want to make sure that you have an unobstructed view, unless you have extended, you know, side mirrors as well. So packing it correctly, secure everything down, and then make sure you can still see. That's really key for getting your trailer ready to be towed.
Excellent. Let's talk about number five. This seems like a no-brainer, but lots of folks do neglect it. Perform a maintenance check on your vehicle.
All right, you want to make sure your car's in good condition before you head out. Because, you know, when you're towing, you're actually adding extra stress to your vehicle. And that can really accelerate a lot of repair issues if your vehicle isn't in regular, proper maintenance level. Just, you know, like you said, common sense. Check all your fluid levels. Get an oil change if you need. Look at the brakes. And, hey, here's an easy one. Check how much air is in your tires. Are they properly inflated? Do you have plenty of tread? And don't forget the wheels on the trailer. You need to check the trailer wheels as well. So that way you can make sure your car is operating properly, and it's less likely that you're going to find yourself and your trailer on the side of the road where you don't actually want to be.
You definitely don't want to be there. This is a really good tip, tip number six, and that's do a practice run. I mean, if you've never towed a trailer, don't think that it's as simple as it looks. You need to do a little bit of practicing.
Yeah, if you've never done it, when you get in, all of a sudden it feels like your vehicle is really sluggish and it doesn't seem to quite be you driving the same way. Just the whole feel of the vehicle is different when you've got a trailer. And the more weight you're hauling, the more difficult and different it is when you drive it. You know, you can easily practice. Like, just head over to a large empty parking lot. You know, the big Walmart parking lot is a great one. And try practice accelerating and stopping, backing up, turning corners, and even parking before you actually head off on the trip. You can do it with the empty trailer. You'll see the difference there as well. Or put a bit of weight in it, and you really start to feel the difference in the way your vehicle responds. If you just practice that, you'll be a lot more confident and safe when you're on the road.
And another tip that you have, which I think is very, very important, is the fact that it's a good idea to plan stops every 50 to 60 miles to check on the trailer and check on everything that's in the trailer, make sure everything is properly tied down. Safety checks. Tell our listeners all around North America about the important safety checks that they should do at regular intervals.
You've mentioned them. For sure you want to check that, you know, your lights are working. And this is great if you've got someone with you. One of you sit in the car and, you know, push on the brake pedal. The other person stand behind the trailer and make sure the lights are going on. So check the brake lights, check the signal lights, and look at your load. Has it shifted in weight? Remember we talked earlier about tip number four where weight distribution is critical. If you didn't secure everything down and things have shifted, you may need to reinforce where they are and reattach them so that they're not falling off or shifting where you want to go, because, you know, if things aren't tied down, that's really going to cause a problem for you. And one thing you want to make sure of as well in terms of safety is don't have anybody riding in the trailer, even if it's a mobile home. That's just under no circumstances do that. That's a basic safety on towing.
That is so true. Absolutely. Very good advice. And you see it out there in the highways, people doing the wrong thing, riding in that trailer.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Imagine if, you know, the load shifted and the trailer flipped. Well, who's going to be underneath the trailer? Whoever it was that was riding in the back right away.
You got it. Let's talk number eight, which is the tip that says slow down when you're driving that trailer, because the distances are going to be different when it comes to stopping your vehicle, for example, than when you're driving your regular vehicle without the trailer.
That's right. I'm sure you see it as well when you're on the freeway, and sometimes, you know, people really aren't maybe paying attention to the 2-second rule, and that's when you're not towing something. You really need to have more space when you're towing something, and the heavier the load you're towing, the longer the trailer you have, the more space you're going to need. Because if you're driving really fast and you need to stop suddenly, you know, your whole vehicle and your trailer, you can slide, you can skid, it might even jackknife or even flip over. So there are so many dangerous things that can happen by not allowing yourself, you know, a time to respond, and that all comes to slowing down. You're taking a trailer, take a deep breath, and just slow down. And the other thing slowing down does too, Bob, is, you know, while you're towing, it actually alleviates a lot of stress on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, the faster you go, the more stress on your vehicle, the more stress on your engine, and then if you add all that weight with the trailer, you know it's just going to put more stress on the car. So just slowing it down makes it easier for your car to function, makes it easier for you to recognize, you know, any dangers, and it gives you lots of time to stop.
Absolutely. Number nine, this is a very important one and something I hadn't thought about. Towing laws vary from state to state, so if you're embarking on a long road trip, you may be crossing into multiple states, so this is something you need to look into. Tell us more, Tracy.
Well, certainly it's something you want to think about when you've got kids going back to school. Lots of kids are going back to school out of state, and that's why the trailer is involved, right? So you want to look to see, are there differences in terms of speed limits? There might be differences in laws with respect to weight limits. And then some states let you to haul multiple trailers and others don't. So you want to make sure that you, you know, do your research. The Internet of Everything is great for looking up what are the towing laws for the states that you're going to be going through when you're traveling. So a little bit of research ahead of time, make sure that you're not going to get caught on the wrong side of the law when it comes to towing.
And number 10 is carry emergency equipment. And some of the things that Tracy is going to tell you about are things that you probably haven't thought of. So go right ahead, Tracy.
All right. What you want to have in your emergency kit is you want to have roadside flares and triangles. That's, you know, definitely flares for signaling. Triangles are going to let people know to avoid where you are. How about a tire jack? Maybe it's just your trailer's tire that needs, you know, to be replaced. So get a tire jack. Some jumper cables are really important as well. If for some reason you put so much stress on your vehicle and you need to have a jump start, if you've got the cables, that makes it easier. Take some extra clothes, water, and for sure energy bars and snacks, because you don't know how long you're going to be on the side, and there's nothing worse than being in a bad situation and be hungry on top of it. Frankly, I have to tell people I'm sorry what I said when I was hungry, so energy bars and snacks are important.
Very good.
And they have one last thing on that. If you're in a remote area, make sure you've got a good cell phone charge.
Absolutely. What great tips. Everybody check out AutoMD.com. And we thank Tracy for spending time with us here today. Tracy, thank you for being a part of Auto World.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
We'll get you back soon, I hope. Straight ahead. Thank you. Straight ahead, we're going to talk to Don Jones, the old car guy. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
On Auto World, my name is Bob Long. We're going to throw out a trivia question here because I'm in a mood to give away some stuff, and we've got some stuff to give away from, let's see here, from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy's going to give you some stuff. And Marie from Wash Drops, who may be with us in the next couple of weeks to do a brief appearance on the show. She wants to give you some samples. And then we got these two books here that we're giving away, Dodge 100 Years and The Complete Book of Corvette. These are really nice books. They're about $50 each, and they're chock full of wonderful pictures. So if you come up with the answer to the trivia question, you'll get the Busted Knuckle and the Wash Drops prize, and we'll put you in the bucket for the drawing, which is going to be happening before the end of the month here. So get in on these two books. So let's throw out a trivia question. This vehicle has been around in a couple of different forms by the same car manufacturer. Who gave us the Magnum? Which car company gave us the Magnum? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don Jones joins us live. Don is the president, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, the website and media company. And we're going to talk about some engine history, as we like to do with Don from time to time. We're going to talk about one of the first big block V8s from Chevrolet. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing real well today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. So let's talk about when Chevrolet got into the business of the big block V8. I understand it started back in 1958?
Right, 1958. You know, what was happening with the all the big three auto manufacturers back then is the cars started getting heavier. And the average Chevrolet picked up about 200 pounds in weight. And consequently, Chevrolet was looking at getting a little bit more powerful engine to pull that weight. So they came up with their first iteration of a big block engine. They started with what they called the W engine, and it was called that because of the design of the valve covers. The valves were offset and gave it they had a set of valve covers that had a very unique a design or appearance, and it looked like a W. These are an engine that you can tell from 100 feet away when you spot one at a salvage yard. And the first size of that engine was the 348, originally designed to be a truck engine, but they mm-hmm. started putting it in their heavier cars in 1958.
Excellent. So that was the first one, the 348. And what was the next one, Don? The 409? Was that the next?
Right, yeah, it was. The W Series was produced between 1958 and 1965, and there were, three options, really. The 348, which was available from 58 to 61 in cars, then up to 64 in their trucks, and then in 61 they came out with the 409, and it was available from 61 to 65. And there's a super rare Z11 427 racing engine that came out in 62 and 63. Very, very few of them, but, they're in fact, they're out there.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that particular engine. Of course, ZL1 engine from the late 60s that was utilized in Camaros, but I wasn't aware of this Z11 engine that was available in 1962 and 1963. We'll definitely have to keep our eyes out for that. Don Jones is with us. The trivia question is about the vehicle known as the Magnum. It was sold during the 1970s as a personal luxury coupe, and it came back during the decade here of the 2000s. It came back, let me stop and think, in model year 2004. It's no longer being made, but I see a lot of them out there. 855-660-4261. So let's go back again to that original 348 cubic inch W engine, originally used in Chevrolet trucks, but also introduced in the larger, heavier 1958 passenger car line. What kind of power numbers are we talking for this 348 W engine, and what kind of carburation did they have?
Well, originally the engine, you could get it with a two-barrel, but most of the engines were coming out with a four-barrel carburetor. They called this the turbo thrust. It was putting out about 250 horsepower. They also had a special tri-power version of it called the Super Turbo Thrust with 280 horsepower. And then later on, they had a special edition of it that upped the horsepower with a single four-barrel up to 305. And that was all in the original year of 1958. But over the years, they kept pumping up the horsepower. I think it went to 320 to 335 and 5960 and up to 340 and 350 with the three barrels by 1961.
Very cool. Absolutely very cool. So let's look here at some other interesting factors about this engine here. I understand this W power plant wasn't exactly a lightweight engine as far as its overall weight. If you were installing one of these engines, it was significant in size. I understand it weighed in at a really big number. What kind of number are we talking about, Don?
Right, depending on how many carburetors, but around 665 pounds. So maybe a lot of that extra weight those cars were carrying might have been due from this big monster engine. But it still did the job.
And this engine, of course, the 348, was superseded by the 409.
In 1961, Chevrolet decided to up the ante a little bit. That's the first year of the 409.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was that they brought the 409 out later on in the year, and they only sold like 147 1960 Impalas with the 409 engine in it.
Very interesting. Our telephone number again is 855-660.
I can't hear you right now, Bob, so I'll continue to march here. The 409 was introduced on December 17, 1960, and it was also the same time that the Impala Super Sport was introduced. And the only version of that engine that particular year had 360 horsepower coming off of one four-barrel carburetor. And they kept that engine in production until 1965, and that was the first year for the 396 to come aboard.
That's great. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Again, we've got Don Jones with us from the Old Car Guys. We're talking about the first big block V8 engines from Chevrolet. If you have a question about that, or if you want to chime in on the trivia question, hello to everybody listening on KXEL in Iowa at 1540 on your AM dial. News Talk 1540 KXEL. We are indeed live, so don't hesitate to chime in on the manufacturer of the Magnum, a personal luxury coupe in the 70s, and came back in 2004 in another form. Won't give too much away. 855-660-4261. So what was the really hot engine for model year 1963?
Well, 1963, or I should say by 1963, all three of the big three auto manufacturers were, I guess you would say, knee-deep in auto racing. The motto back then was win on race day and sell on the following Monday. So in 1963, and we'll say that until we come back.
Yeah, perfect. We're going to leave everybody with bated breath, so to speak. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Attention, all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green of PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen
A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're not talking about Cadillacs.
Ain't that a fine machine?
Segment of Auto World. We're talking about Chevrolet. We're talking about the first incarnations of the big block V8. Don Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com, and Don is telling us all about the great history of this big block engine, the V8 engine, with their various incarnations, the 348, the 409, and the super rare Z11, and these are also known as their W engine. Before that hard network break, Don, we were talking about 1962, 1963, and this is, of course, as you were saying, the era in which the automakers were competing not only in the showroom, but on the racetrack.
Absolutely. 1963 and 1964.
Don,
Chevrolet.
Are you with us?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Don, tell us a little bit more about 1963 and the hot engine then, as the automakers were knee-deep in racing.
Okay, buddy, here we go. 1963, 1964, Chevrolet bumped up the horsepower to at least 425 using dual quads, an 11.25-to-1 compression ratio on solid lifters on their cam. But keep in mind, back in those days, you could go down to the corner gas station and get a 100-octane gas for 35 cents a gallon and head down to the 905 liquor store here in St. Louis and get 10 cans of beer for a dollar. So you can party all weekend for a couple of bucks.
Wow.
And
boy.
Yeah, that was the engine that the Beach Boys sang about in their song titled 409. They went out and saved their nickels and saved their dimes and bought one.
Isn't that amazing? How far we've come. Yeah. My goodness.
Yep. So, and, these were one of the magical engines of the era. Unlike the 406, which I can hardly find a Ford guy that'll admit ever owning one, the 413 Chrysler engine that was well outpaced with its bigger brothers later on, the 409 just has got its place in automotive history, and there's a lot of those engines out there. Because of that low valve mass on that engine, and when it was using mechanical lifters, they could get over 6,000 RPM out of them. So you had the power on the drag strip, and with the lower, the 370 rear ends, you had a lot of cruising speed out on the interstate. Back
you
in the days where 70 miles an hour was the way to go.
Let's move up to the very rare engine, which was a special order version of the 409, the 427, and this was used in the 1963 Chevrolet Impala Super Sport when you checked a special box.
That's pretty well correct. This is one of those engines that all of our listeners ought to scoot up to the edge of their chairs and get out their pencils and paper, because this is like one of those holy grail engines that are out there somewhere in some garage somewhere. They're still out there. I know it. I can feel it. They're sending me vibes that are telling me to come out and find them and rescue them and put them back on the drag strip. But in 63 and 64, there was a special stroked-up version of the 409 that they were putting in a very special Impala sports coupe. It was called Shirley Regger Production Z11, and it was a special package created just for drag racing. There were a lot of aluminum body parts on the engine, and the block of the engine was aluminum. The dual quad manifold for the engine, it was a two-piece, and probably, as far as I know, the only dual-piece or two-piece manifold that were used on the 409 variety. The bodies came out of Flint, Michigan, and there were only somewhere between 50 and 57 of these Z11 options produced. And as far as anyone knows, there's only 7 of them in existence today. So you talk about something extremely rare, extremely valuable, and a very important piece of Chevrolet history. But I really know that there's probably those engines out there still parked away in the garage or in an old Chevy dealership that closed down 30 years ago. But these engines, they had a 13.5 to 1 compression ratio, and they were underrated, but it was stated that they were putting out 430 horsepower and 575 pounds of torque. But they were massive. There may be as many as another 20 engines or partial engines that were sold over the counter, but who knows where they're at or where they went. But, you know, all the Tuckers that were made, there's a history of where they all went and where they all are. And I'm somewhat surprised that someone hasn't tried to do this with these Z11s.
Yeah, it seems to me it would make a whole lot of sense to do so. Well, let's talk about some of the unique parts of the 348-409W engine. I understand that they were cast iron and they had 2 bolt main bearing caps.
Right. This is one of the what most people in my era look at as being a drawback. People felt that they were weak in the mains and that when pushed to beyond their limits, that the crank, the mains would fail and you'd end up with a crank coming out the bottom of the engine. Probably true. There's ways of reinforcing that. There are high-performance hardware that you can put in buy it aftermarket and install it to get more strength out of that lower end on these cars. But one of the great things about these engines, the 348 and the 409s, is almost all the engine parts are interchangeable. Just like the small blocks, Chevrolet was just very, very unique at the time on keeping everything in a family working together.
Wow. Absolutely. And some really cool information here that you've got about a little minor difference that some folks might find fascinating was the location of the engine oil dipstick. That was different on the 348 versus the 409 or the 427.
Right. What you'll see sometimes, and you used to see it more when I was a young man, or when we were all young men, is people would try to just buy the 409 Ellens and use a 348 telling people it's the 409. One of the quickest ways of judging it is where the location of the dipstick is. And that is the dipstick on the 58 to 65 348 engines are located on the driver's side near cylinders 5 and 7. And on the 409 engines, it's up on the passenger side between number 2 and number 4 cylinders. Now, keep in mind that the oil pans are interchangeable, but, well, back in the old days, people weren't didn't to use that much ingenuity on their counterfeits. And they didn't know the old car guys was going to come on the radio to stitch them out either, so. But that's one quick way of telling them.
That's very good, Todd. I like that. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Don or want to solve the riddle, lots of incorrect emails here. Who gave us the Magnum? It was a coupe in the 70s, was a station wagon in the 2000s, came back in 2004 for a few years. Who made the Magnum? 855-660-4261. Before we continue to talk about this great research work that you've done on the first incarnation of the big block Chevys, tell listeners all around North America about what they can find every day, 24 hours a day, at theoldcarguys.com.
A lot of 409 parts. When I started the website a few years ago, I was under the impression that 409 parts were extremely rare, but we've had an awful lot of luck of finding those barns that are full of them. We have a fellow up in Red Oak, Iowa, sitting on parts all the way up to 425 horsepower, and a fellow down in near DeSoto, Missouri, sitting on a garage with five 409s in it. So they're out there, and it isn't that hard to find the old stock.
That is amazing. Let's talk about some of the other interesting notes that you came up with here about this era of vehicles. When you look at the, let's go down to like the 409 in particular, because since that's kind of the most famous of these power plants, certainly the Z11 power plant is a rare one, but there are an awful lot of 409s. How many 409s in total were produced, Don? Oh, how do you like that? We lost Don. Nathan just whispered in my ear, we lost Don. And that means the question will go unanswered for this time around, but we'll get him back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.